I wanted to ask you about how his sort of ideas and how his system would adapt to the current squad. Obviously, you mentioned defence and you mentioned the potential of the new centre back, and that's kind of the way I see it as well. I think the left sided one in particular, and it's interesting that Liverpool were linked with Gonçalo Inácio quite a lot last summer. Do you see some merit in that? Do you see there being a missing piece in this current Liverpool squad to really work with what Amorim will bring?
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Yeah, for sure. I think that Amorim, he's definitely going to look at the Portuguese market. You know, I'd imagine not just players that he's coached, but also players that he's gone up against time and time again, and he knows their value. So I think that Gonçalo Inácio would be a fantastic signing. He's somebody who has really lived and breathed Amorim, because like when he came into the scene in the first few months of that 2020-21 season, like nobody really knew who he was. Nobody really considered him a massive talent. And yet by the end of the season, he was starting and just thriving in that back three on the way to the title win. He's somebody who's shown fantastic ability in multiple different roles. He's played on the left side of the back three, on the right side, in the middle. Overall, he's just somebody who's such a good ball-playing center back, so good at manipulating the press and maneuvering out of these tight areas. So I think that he'd be a really good fit alongside Van Dijk and Konate. As far as the other positions go, it's hard because Liverpool have a really good team. You know, it's hard to pinpoint too many too many positions, but I think that, you know, if I were to design a potential Liverpool team under Amorim, I'd probably go with Alisson in goal, then, you know, Konate, Van Dijk, and let's go with Inácio, and then, you know, you have a you know, probably Trent if he does stay. I know there's a lot of uncertainty regarding that. I think that McAllister would be one of those players who would thrive under Amorim. I mean, he's having a fantastic year regardless, but he's just really an all-action midfield terrier. He's somebody who I think would really – I think the entire pivot, because one thing we've seen with Amorim's system is that, you know, a lot of these players don't really have fixed positions. With the current double pivot of Morita and Heumans, like you'll sometimes see Morita drop back to almost like a left back role and allow the left wing back to push forward. Sometimes you'll see Heumann dropping in between the center backs. So it's clear that these players are really good at adapting to what the scenario demands, you know, and I think that they both operate on the same wavelength. So like whenever Morita goes this place, Heumann knows that he needs to go this place. So I think that there's potential to form a really promising synergy between McAllister and probably Endo, but it could very well be somebody else like Curtis Jones or Szoboszlai. Then I'd probably say left wing back. Not too sure if they maybe they go for someone else. I don't. I mean, Robertson has done a fantastic job at Liverpool. I don't know if they are going to try to move on and get someone younger like Ryan Aitnori, but I wouldn't be surprised if they do. And then the front three, I mean, Mohamed Salah is definitely going to be playing as long as he decides to stay at Anfield. Center forward, yeah, I think that Darwin is probably the closest fit in terms of what we've seen from Gyökeres, and his ability to hold up the play, allow Sporting to go long. And that's one thing that we've seen. Sporting, like I said, are a very tactically versatile side that are really good at building up through the back and progressing to the flanks. But also they can thrive on going vertical when needed and exploit those high lines when the situation calls for it. They're a team that constantly keeps opponents guessing. And then I would probably say, yeah, the left side is actually the left-sided forward might be another place where I could potentially foresee a signing, you know, maybe even someone from Portugal like Wenderson Galeno or Roger Fernandes or Jota Silva. There are a lot of talented left wingers there. But I think that Luis Diaz, if they don't decide to sign, obviously Amorim knows Diaz well from his time in Portugal, and I think that he would do quite well there.
Interesting. Okay, that was really good. I enjoyed that. Just finally then, last question, after everything we've said, everything you've spoken about, do you think he will be a success if indeed he does become Liverpool manager?
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yeah, I think so. I think that, like I said, you've got to give them patience, but I will say this about Liverpool fans. In general, they are pretty patient in comparison to like Chelsea and United supporters. So I think that's definitely massive. I also think that Liverpool are a club that, you know, it's so important to have somebody who connects with the culture, somebody who's really going to be able to connect with these fans and, you know, have that similar mantra. That is so important. That's the reason why I think that Brendan Rodgers and many other managers ultimately weren't successful, because they just weren't really able to jibe with that working class, pull yourself up by your own bootstraps mentality. But I think that there are a lot of similarities to be made between Sporting and Liverpool. You know, Sporting fans have definitely grown accustomed to seeing their best players go for astronomical amounts. And that's something that Liverpool fans, maybe to a lesser degree, but they've been accustomed to that, right, with quite a few players. But I think that Amorim, it's only a matter of time before he does leave Sporting. He's just too good of a manager and too good of a communicator for him not to make the step up. And I think that, yeah, like I said, I think that there are several reasons why. I'm not saying Amorim is a better manager than Alonso, but I think he may even be a better fit. I think as well, a lot of Liverpool fans would constantly be looking over their shoulders if they had Alonso and just saying, when is Real Madrid or some other team, or when is Bayern Munich going to come calling for him? Whereas with Amorim, there's definitely that possibility, but I think that he's probably more suited for a decade or 8 years or so at the helm. And yeah, a few other reasons. Like I said, I think that he's just such a good communicator, and that is something in today's footballing landscape. You need to be a great tactician. You need to be able to recognize what what in-game changes to make, or what system to set up with. But you also need to be able to connect with these players to keep them motivated, both in training and games, to make sure that all these players feel valued, but that they also don't feel too comfortable in their starting spots. And I think Amorim has that in bundles. He's just so good at fostering that competitive, hardworking mindset. And like I said, like with the case of with Slimani, like he's also somebody who will identify a bad egg and get him off. So I think that Amorim would definitely welcome an opportunity to join Liverpool. He's certainly not going to be in a rush to leave the Al Balad because he's a legend there. He's beloved by his fans, by the board. But with that being said, it's only a matter of time with the progress that he's shown that he does join a Liverpool or a Bayern or Barcelona or whatever. There are going to be a ton of teams who are going to be pushing for his appointment. And I think that there are a lot of reasons why he would welcome a move away. One of them is, above all, just being able to hold on to his best players. Like I've already mentioned, since he took charge, Sporting have lost Paulinho, Mateus Nunes, Pedro Porro, Nuno Mendes, Manuel Ugarte. So many fantastic players going to teams who have ambitions of not just winning trophies, but building a long-term dynasty, whereas Sporting are in a constant state of rebuilding. And I think that he would definitely welcome the opportunity to know that, my player is thriving and I'm going to have him next season as well. Because Sporting, like, the season is still like 10 matches, 9 matches away from being over. And yet you already get the sense that Gyökeres is going to be leaving, that potentially a lot of other players like Ignacio, Diomand, Hjulmand could be off. So I think that having that not hanging over his head, having that peace of mind and being able to cherish that opportunity to build and push for the biggest pieces of silverware. Because I mean, let's be honest, Sporting are never going to make a push for the Champions League or the Europa League. They just don't have the finances for that. They don't have the perhaps desire. That they're just not in that same boat as other teams, right? Their goal is to develop these promising up-and-coming players, get a massive profit for them, and then rinse and repeat. Whereas some team like Liverpool, they're aiming to win the lot. They're aiming to win every trophy imaginable. And yeah, that's a reason why he's going to leave eventually. He just has that hunger, that ambition. And I certainly think that Liverpool have – I think that – like I said, Amorim ticks all the boxes for Liverpool, but I also think that Liverpool ticks all the boxes for him, his ambition, his competitive mindset. And if he does end up joining Liverpool, I have no doubt that he would be a success, maybe a long-term success, maybe probably not a short-term success. But yeah, like I said, I think that he's somebody who is going to not just like, for example, like Antonio Conte, not just have short-term results, but also put Liverpool, build the foundations for a new successful era. I think that's clear. Liverpool are going to probably have to start rebuilding, with so many fantastic players like Salah, Alisson, Van Dijk approaching the twilight of their careers. But Amorim is somebody who's going to do just that. He's completely transformed and rebuilt this Sporting side from the ashes, and I think he definitely has the potential to do that with Liverpool.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.